Okay, so as informed to you, brother, today we are going to study about River Jordan. So, one of the important rivers in Israel is River Jordan. So, as soon as we mentioned River Jordan, immediately certain pictures come to our mind. That is the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ and Naaman taking seven dippings, you see, in River Jordan. And Jesus himself began his ministry at River Jordan. And Prophet Elijah smote the River Jordan. And even the people of Israel, along with the high priest, when they kept the foot on Jordan, so immediately, you see, the River Jordan was parted into two parts. So today, we're going to see what lesson we have from River Jordan. The name Jordan actually signifies descender. Why that name descender is given? Because the River Jordan actually travels or begins from the highest peak level, that is 9,200 feet above sea level, and travels down to 1,300 feet below sea level in a short distance of 100 miles, just in a short distance of 100 miles from such a high level to such a low level, the lowest point on earth, you see, is 1,300 feet below sea level. The water travels so rapidly. Hence, that name River Jordan is given. So if you see, the River Jordan actually begins at Mount Hermon, which is actually 9,300 feet above sea level. There's a lot of snow there. The snow which actually melts into four small streams. And you see, the forms a place called as Lake Hullah. All the snow melts there. And in the form of a stream, it comes and settles in Lake Hullah. At Lake Hullah, you see, that is at sea level, the water is very, very pure and crystal clear. It is actually a picnic spot. And that water is used for drinking and making other things and also. And as the water leaves Lake Hullah, it comes to Sea of Galilee. But by the time it comes to Sea of Galilee, it picks up all the mud, clay and all the dust and comes to Sea of Galilee. The water as it leaves Lake Hullah is very dirty. It is not at all drinkable. And it comes and settles in Sea of Galilee. And as the water enters the Sea of Galilee, it gets little bit controlled in the speed also. Its speed is also reduced. And water is also slightly purified. We know about Sea of Galilee, that Jesus did his ministry in Sea of Galilee. He chose the 12 apostles at Sea of Galilee. And after the water leaves Sea of Galilee, it travels in a crooked path. As you see in the photo, this is the literal way the River Jordan travels. You see, these are the real images. It travels in a crooked path for 60 miles. You see, and comes and reaches the Dead Sea. You see, the Dead Sea is the lowest point on earth, 1,300 feet below sea level. You know, the specialty of Dead Sea, daily, you see, 6 million tons of water is being poured into Dead Sea. And it has got more salt content, almost more than 5 times the salt content in rest of all the sea. You see, and because of its salt content, any fish, you see, that enters the Dead Sea, it literally dies. And because of its rich salt content, nobody actually gets, you see, completely drowned in the Dead Sea because of this, you see, buoyancy, because of this high salt content, you can literally float on Dead Sea. There's no need to you to learn swimming at all. You can, you see, go to very far place, even in having a lot of depth also, you won't be able to sink in the Dead Sea. That is the specialty of Dead Sea. And moreover, even after so much of water is coming, the Dead Sea is never overfilled. So, this is about the river Jordan and its path. Begins from Mount Hermon. The snow melts, comes and settles in Lake Ulla. The water is pure, but after it leaves Lake Ulla, the water is totally impure. Very fastly, it comes to Sea of Galilee. But as it comes to Sea of Galilee, the speed is slightly reduced. But as it leaves the Sea of Galilee, the water doesn't travel in a straight way. It travels in a very crooked path for 60 miles and comes to Dead Sea, the lowest point on earth. As the water keeps on coming, the Dead Sea is never overflowed. And all the fishes, as it comes into the Dead Sea, immediately they all die because of its high salt content. So, what is this secret about River Jordan? What lesson do we have? You see, dear brethren, this actually signifies, you see, the path of mankind. You see, God had originally created Adam, perfect, you see, holy, sinless. You see, in the sight of God, he was perfect. That is what River Jordan initially signifies. As the snow melts there and forms is Lake Hulla, you see, similarly, God through his Holy Spirit, you see, the Spirit, the breath into his nostrils, the breath of life, God gave Adam his life. But what happened? Adam sinned and walked down, you see, such that he came and reached very quickly the end of the path, that is the Dead Sea. Okay, how is it? Let us go more detail into it. You see, Lake Hulla and Mount Hermon actually signifies, you see, God's blessings. Let us read Psalm 733, 2 and 3, brother. Most of brother, can you read?
Okay, brother. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that run down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Sion, of there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life for everyone, evermore.
See, there the as it was, the Holy Spirit is compared to the dew of Hermon that descends upon Mount Zion. You see, the dew of Hermon. There, God had commanded the blessings. So, the dew signifies God's spirit through which God had created Adam in his own image. You see, when Adam was created, he was created perfect. God's kingdom was originally beautiful. You see, there was a lot of, you see, harmony, peace. You see, as Lake Hulla is very clear, you see, initially man was clear and perfect in his sight. That is what Lake Hulla signifies. That is at sea level. That is the perfection level. But once when Adam sinned, what happened? He fell into the path of sin, misery. God cast him out of Garden of Eden and told, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake." You see, by the time Adam and his generation came out of Eden, it was only a few. You see, the water was little. But as it came out, it began to go bigger, bigger, larger and larger. Similarly, the person who came out of Eden was only Adam. But through Adam, the entire generation was formed, and they were all found to be sinners in such a way that in a short period of 1656 years, the entire river got corrupted, got mixed with the mud, clay. So what does this water represent? It represents mankind. Let us read Revelation 17:15, brother. Revelation 17:15.
And he said unto me, "The water of which thou sweatest were the whole sweet are people, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues."
See, the waters are nations and tongues, people, sinful people who came out of a Garden of Eden through Adam. We all know this one, no? So we are all created by God through Adam. We are all the generation of Adam. You see? So what happened once when Adam sinned? Through him, everybody were condemned to sin. And that last time we read, no? Through one man, sin came into the world, and death through sin. Therefore, the Bible says there is none righteous, not even one. So, you know all these verses. That's the reason I'm just skipping these verses. Okay? And what happened? By the time the water reached Galilee, it was completely impure. That signifies the period of the first world. In a short span of 1656 years from the creation and the fall of Adam till the flood of Noah, it was totally corrupt. What actually happened in the first world, if you see, the angels came and have relationship with the women of this world. And to them, Jains were born, isn't it? So now, can an angel marry brother? Are angels permitted to marry brother?
No.
No. So, but in the first world, angels came and married. How did they marry? Did they come in a spirit body and married, or did they manifest in the flesh, brother?
No, they manifested in the flesh.
Yes. In the first world, God had given them the privilege. They could change from spiritual nature to earthly nature. Isn't it? So, we have a lot of reference in the Bible. Give me some examples of angels coming in the flesh in the Bible. Do you remember any angels coming in the flesh?
Angels coming in the flesh. Jesus himself.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus was born through Mary. Huh? Correct, no?
Wait,
Old Testament, you tell me, any angel coming?
Yeah. Angel, yeah.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
Okay. Abraham. Somebody came to meet Abraham.
Yeah. Abraham welcomed him with good hospitality, no?
Three angels came to Abraham's house, correct now?
Yeah, of course.
So Abraham gave them meat to eat, correct now?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Then Jacob, did Jacob fight with the angel in the night?
Yeah, of course.
So a lot of examples are there. See, Samson's mother and father. You see, angel came and spoke to him. Joshua, angel came and spoke to him. So angels are manifest in the flesh. So this, you see, blessing was given to all the angels in the first world. But once they came in the flesh, they began to have, you see, relationship with human beings. Once they had relationship, who was born?
Jains.
Jains, because it was a mixture of human blood and angelic blood. So Jains were born. These subdued the entire people in the first world. You see, they were almost 50 feet to 60 feet height compared to the normal human beings. Do we have proof? If you see, yes, we can see National Geography channel, YouTube, so many things and all. So this way, Satan deceived the angels also to committing sin against God. So what happened? See, the example of Abraham, Jacob, and Joshua. That is the time God told Noah to build an ark. Why? The earth was corrupt. The water was completely dirty. So because of the flood, in that flood, God made a plan to control that sin. So how many people were saved with Noah?
Only Noah's family.
Very good. Seven people were saved. So all these angels and all were totally destroyed. Sorry, the Jains were destroyed. The angels were bound in earth atmosphere. So in this flood, what happened? The waters were controlled. You see, what happened if you see in Sea of Galilee, the water came rushing. But after coming to Sea of Galilee, its speed was little bit what? Reduced. Okay, it did not become completely pure, but partially purity happened. It did not become at the original condition. Therefore, after the flood, what happened? Sin was controlled. But Was there no sin after the first world? Sin was there, but it was not in the same magnitude as it was in the first world. So the lake of the Sea of Galilee signifies the flood, where the waters were slightly purified. But after this, again, River Jordan continues in a crooked path, you see, coming to Dead Sea. Now, what does that signify? That signifies the path of mankind, you see, after the flood. You see, let us read. How is the path of mankind after the flood? Ecclesiastes 7:29, brother. Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Lo, this only have I found, that God has made men upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
God had made man perfect, upright, but they have found many inventions. They have found their own path. Isaiah 59, 7 and 8, brother.
Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thought of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings.
Okay. There is no judgment. There is no way of peace. Then how is the way? Crooked way. Continue, Buddha.
No judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths.
Crooked path. They have made them crooked path.
Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace.
They have made crooked path, it seems. The way of Jordan. Now, where does it lead? You see, it leads to what? Dead Sea. What is the Dead Sea? The lowest point on earth. You see, what does the Dead Sea signify? Dead Sea signifies the end of each and every mankind's path. Can you tell me which is the end of mankind's life?
Death.
Correct. That is what the Dead Sea signifies. Proverbs 14:12. Read, brother.
This is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
The way is the way of death. This is what very seems correct to man. Now, we saw the speciality of Dead Sea. Waters keep on coming. You see, waters keep on come to Dead Sea. But the Dead Sea is never overfilled. It doesn't overflow. There is no outlet from Dead Sea. The water, that's the last point. Water doesn't travel further. But even then, till today, there is no overflowing of the Dead Sea. And all the fishes die. Now, Jesus said, no. What is the meaning of fishes in the Bible? Jesus told to the apostles, no, I will make you fishes of
men.
Very good. Now, fishes mean men. All the mankind, if they come to the Dead Sea, they are dead. And Dead Sea is never overfilled. It is never houseful. This is the condition of death today. Huh? Have you ever seen a board saying, today death is full, please come tomorrow? Today death is on leave, please come tomorrow? Have you ever found a board?
No.
No. Death is never overfilled. See, there are four things in the Bible. And one of the things which never says it is full is grave. Read, brother. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 15 and 16, brother.
The horseless has two daughters crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfy. If for things say not, it is enough. The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that said not, it is enough.
See, there are four things which never say it is enough. That means how much ever you give, it will keep on taking. Which is the first one? The grave. You see, if the entire world of mankind goes to the grave would never tell, oh, today I'm very much tired. Please come tomorrow. Will the grave tell like that one, brother?
No.
No. Will the death tell like that? No. Everybody can die today itself. There won't be any houseful board for death at all. So this is the Dead Sea. Dead Sea is never overfilled. Grave is never overfilled. You see, all the people, you see, then can come into the grave. So this is what it signifies. Okay. This signifies the path of mankind. But what is the result? What is the plan of God? God should be having a plan, no? See, till now, we have studied so many classes. In all these classes, we have studied that God has made a plan for mankind. Correct, no, brother?
Yes.
Then, where is the plan of salvation in River Jordan? Where is the plan of salvation in Dead Sea? Where is it shown in this River Jordan? You see, it is shown here. Where? How, brother? You see, the Bible says that the salt water of the Dead Sea shall be made sweet. Read Ezekiel 47:8, brother. Ezekiel 47:8. Read from your Bible, brother. If you have the Bible, you can open it and read, brother, if you don't mind.
Okay, brother. Yeah, it is written here, Ezekiel 47:8. Then said he unto me, this water issue out towards the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed.
The water shall be healed. If you read it in any other translation, it is, they shall go forth the water from the east, and as it touches the Dead Sea, the water shall be healed, it seems. So it's speaking about a fountain coming and touching the Dead Sea. What is this fountain? From where did it come? Ezekiel 47 chapter is speaking about the temple, you see, and the river flowing from inside the temple, you see. From the house of the Lord, which is inside the temple. Read verse 1, brother. Read verse 1, brother.
Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from the under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood.
Okay, thank you. Now, see, brother, it says the water flowed towards the east from the temple. Correct, no?
Towards the east from the temple.
So from the east direction. See, towards the east direction. You see, the water was coming from the temple. Okay, no? It is speaking about the same water. When it comes and touches the Dead Sea, the water shall be purified. Okay, no? Now, next, what happened? Read verse 3.
And when the man that has the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the angels.
See, now Ezekiel was told to measure the water. First time when he traveled 100 cubits and measured the water was till the ankles. Okay, brother?
Yes.
Now, as he continued, what happened? The water level began to increase. Verse 4, brother.
Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, The waters wait to the needs. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water where to the loins.
Lions. First, it was to the ankle, next to the knees, next, little bit further, he came, it was to his lions, till his waist. Next, continue with what happened next.
After that, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in a river that could not be passed over.
You see, he was totally immersed in the water, it seems. So, the water's level was keep on increasing. This is the water that comes and touches the Dead Sea. The waters are healed. Now, what is this water? If you see, Devadran, we will see what is this water. And in verse 7, if you see, there were trees on either side of the water, brother. Read, brother. Verse 7, brother.
Now, when I had written, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other.
See? There were trees on either side of the river, brother. Okay? It was used for healing and for food, it seems. Verse 12, brother.
And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade. Neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month, because their water they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be of for meat, and the leaf therefore for medicine.
The leaf for the medicine. Okay, now, now you see, here it says. The fishes came back to life. Read verse 10, brother. Read verse 10. As soon as the water comes and touches this river, the water from the temple, the fishes began to leave it since, brother. Read verse 9, brother. Read verse 9.
And it shall come to pass that everything that lives, which move, whithersoever the river shall come and shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish.
There we read in River Jordan that as soon as it came and touched the Dead Sea, all the fishes died. But here what we read, all those fishes came back to life, it seems. See, now almost you would have got the picture. This is actually speaking about, you see, God's kingdom. You see, Ezekiel 47 and Revelation 22 are parallel chapter, brother. You read in your house. In Revelation 22nd chapter, it again speaks about the river of life. Now read verse 1. Let us see only few verses. Revelation 22, 1, brother.
Okay, brother. And he swayed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God
throne
and
of
of
God.
The Lamb.
Here the throne is given, in Ezekiel it is given from temple. Why difference? Actually it is one and the same. Inside the temple itself is the throne of God. From the throne, you see, what happened? The river began to flow, it seems. So both of parallel chapter. See there what we read, as the rivers began to flow, the waters were healed, and both, you see, sides of the river, there were trees giving fruits in his own season. Now read the same verse in Revelation. Where? Revelation 22nd chapter. Read, brother. Revelation 22, verse 2, brother.
In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the light. Was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruits every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
Same verse. Ezekiel 47 chapter, verse 12 we read now, same verse. The leaves for healing, the fruits for food, the life-giving tree. You see, what is the meaning of this one? Book of Revelation is totally symbolic. Ezekiel book is also totally symbolic. River means what? Not literal river. River in the Bible means truth. Jesus said, no, he that believes on me, out of him, what will happen? Rivers of living water shall flow. Correct, no, brother?
Yes.
John 4:14, John 7:38. Does it mean little water?
No.
It is the truth. You see? Now, truth will flow from the temple. Now, who is the temple of God?
We.
We, the church, the faithful church. Once the faithful church is complete, from this faithful church, the truth will go to whom? To the mankind. How it will go? It won't go once a shot. Slowly. One by one. One by one. Ultimately, the whole world will be covered by the truth. Read Habakkuk 2:14. Habakkuk 2:14.
Okay, brother. Yeah, it's written here. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, and the waters covered the sea.
As the waters covers the sea. Huh? Oh, the waters covered in the sea. Not even a place is left. Entire sea will be covered with water. Similarly, entire world will be covered with the truth of God. Got it? So, what happened, brother? Their fishes came back to life, it seems, brother. Correct, no? In Ezekiel 47, the fishes came back to?
Life.
Life. Okay. Without the truth, the people die. But once the truth reaches to them in the 1,000 years, what will happen? They will come back to life. Got it, brother? They will all be resurrected and made to come on this earth. Then the people will be given the truth. As the truth is given to them, what will happen? They will come back to life. And both sides, what was there, Simsa? Tree. Right, brother?
Yes.
Tree. Tree was for what? The leaf was for medicine. You see? Leaf means what? Lifestyle. Now, over the tree, Psalms 1st chapter, it says, no. The righteous man, Auzile, he is like a tree planted by the sides of the river. Isn't it? See, Psalms 1st chapter 1 to 3.
Blessed
is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but delighteth in the law of the Lord day and night. Tree planted by the waters. See, this is the faithful church. They shall be like trees. Their life shall be like medicines to the whole world. And it will be food. It will give them strength, energy to walk in the path of God. You see, therefore, this River Jordan actually shows the path of mankind. How mankind, though they are dying in death, they shall be resurrected, you see, in Christ's kingdom, and they shall be taught the truth. So, this clearly shows the path of mankind. How he was created perfect, but fell into sin. And because of sin, how he had to reach the last, you see, point called as death. But in Christ's kingdom, what will happen? Each and every mankind shall be resurrected back, brought to this world, given them the water of life, the living waters. And once they receive the living waters, they will come back to life and start living in the sight of God. Okay, brother, got it, brother? Bosa brother?
Yes, yeah, brother, I got it.
Okay, so I'll send you the notes. Please kindly go through it. Okay, then we'll discuss if you have any questions next week.
Okay, brother.